Loca.
It is Loca. I'm Erin.
And I'm Rochelle.
And we just got back from Key West, and we need to tell everyone about sunscreen. So guess what today is? All about the sun.
All about the sun tanning responsibly, and sun damage. A little bit about that.
How to get the glow without the damage, and how to stay safe for the rest of your life, because people, this is the only skin you have, and if you don't want to age it, you got to be putting SPF on, plain and simple.
You're not trying to look like a damn passed out raisin on the side of the beach.
We saw plenty of those in the Keys. Yeah.
Lots of half dead raisins.
Oh, so bad.
So I want to start with kind of just briefly discussing sun damage and UVA and UVB and UVC. So those are the different wavelengths of sun damage and what they do to your body. So getting into actual sun damage and the wavelengths and what does what. So I want to start with UVA, which is the longest wavelength, and that is the one that is responsible for skin aging and wrinkling. And also, this is the wavelength that travels through glass in your car windows or, you know, your house or wherever. So you are not safe from glass blocking the sun.
I actually see this all the time with clients where they have more collagen loss or pigmentation on their left hand and face because of driving.
I agree. So I see it all the time. Like,
there is proof in the pudding, people.
Yeah. There's more laxity on the side of their face. They usually need a little bit more filler, a little bit more Botox on that side to compensate from all that sun damage. Mm-hmm. Then there's also UVB. This is a shorter wavelength. It only makes up about 5% of the light we're exposed to. Now, this one's responsible for sunburns and turning red from the sun. It's also responsible for skin cancers because it changes the DNA in our cells, which then leads to skin cancers.
It's so crazy to think that the light can change the DNA in your cells and damage it and form little tumors in your skin cells. It's just exactly. Scary.
Creates evil little monsters that just grow in your skin. So then there's UVC, which I think I've heard of some brands try to market like, oh, this sunscreen blocks UVC as well. Well, guess what? That's a bunch of BS because it's the shortest wavelength and it doesn't even reach our earth. It stops at the ozone layer. We don't even see it. I think it would kill us immediately even if we did see it. So
thanks, not a ozone thing.
Yeah. And then when you get sunscreens, you usually want, when they say broad spectrum, that means they're covering both UVA and UVB. So that is probably the most desirable thing to look for in a sunscreen when you are shopping.
Let's talk about what these UVA and UVB rays are doing to our skin. If you're turning brown, you're getting UV damage. Melanocytes are producing melanin, turning you brown. It's not cute, people. This is an actual reaction of our body to protect ourselves from more damage from the skin, from the sun.
Yeah. If you're turning brown, you are getting sun damage. So you really need to tan responsibly. It's stupid to think, you know, once you burn, you have a tan, and then you'll be protected from the sun, because you won't. You think, oh, I went out and I burnt all day. I'm good now. I'll just turn brown tomorrow. No, bad. Just bad. Don't do it.
Oh, or even people saying that they just want to go to the tanning beds before vacation and things like that to get a base layer, you're causing damage to your skin.
Yeah, especially tanning beds. They're so bad.
They're the worst. We'll get into that more later. Yeah. Even one sunburn as a child, like a blistering sunburn, it can double your melanoma chances.
Yeah,
which is just crazy to think about. I feel like everyone's had that.
Oh, yeah. I've never blistered, I'm not going to lie. But for those more fair-skinned people out there, the blistering it's really scary. It's no joke. The risk for melanoma is 75% higher for those who use tanning beds before the age of 35. And I know that I have definitely done that.
Ugh,
I feel really guilty about it.
I have done a picture of myself under UV light to see my sun damage, and it is disgusting. I keep it in my phone at all times just to remind myself because it is scary. I told you the other day, I feel like a lung cancer patient who smoked their whole life, and it just freaks me out. I just
now seeing your lungs for the first time.
Yes, it's so scary. I wish I could kick my 18-year-old self's ass.
I know. If you do have irregular moles and have a history of severe sun damage when you're a kid, or just a lot of sunburns when you're a kid, and you maybe have fair skin too, it's really probably smart to see a dermatologist at least once a year for just a skin check. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, melanoma has been increasing faster than any other cancer. It's gone up almost 3% per year for the past 30 years, and tanning bed uses have been more popular, things like that. You just can't take the risk anymore.
Yeah. So making tans responsible, the person who did that was Coco Chanel in the 1920s when everyone was browner than shit, walking around thinking it was real cute and cool. And now still we all think tanning is attractive, but we just have to be smarter about it.
There is a study by AAD that showed 80% of men and women who have a tan made them feel and look more attractive. So obviously there is some studies that show that you are feeling better about yourself when you have some skin coloring.
Yeah. The AAD, for those of you who don't know, it's the American Academy of Dermatology, and they create a bunch of scientific journals about dermatology and all that sort of skin stuff. But yes, when you have a tan, it showed that people do have higher self-confidence, and it helps protect against seasonal affective disorder symptoms as well. So it does make you happier when you're tanner.
Totally. And when I lived in Michigan and the Midwest and all that, and it was gray for 50% of the year, you feel like you really do need some light and some sun.
And it is healthy to go out in the sun too and get your, you know, daily dose.
We obviously can't be vampires. So we have some tips on how to get your sun responsibly. Just to be clear though, 40 minutes per week is the recommended safe amount for sun exposure and to get all of your healthy vitamin D requirements.
Yeah, and that's not a lot. I mean, 40 minutes a week is like nothing. So not enough to really get a strong tan from that.
No. That's probably as much as walking to your car and back.
That's true, all week. And like driving from the grocery store and back and work. So, I mean, that's
it. Exactly. But, you know, whenever you're on the beach and it's summertime, it always feels good to get a little bit of like heat on your legs and all that. Just really, first of all, before we even get into anything further, you really just need to be protecting your face. I know I will never let the sun touch my face with my hyperpigmentation and things like that. You just really, your neck, face, and décolleté, those are where your skin is thinnest. You just really need to make sure you're protecting that.
Yeah, I feel like from my chest up, it's just like I'm so crazy about it. And then obviously my shoulders, I feel like, get easily burnt too, but yeah, from that all up, it's just always covered. Before you go out in the sun, definitely apply your SPF 15 or 30 minutes before so that it can start activating and preparing to protect you.
And that is for chemical sunscreens. They need to absorb about 20 minutes before to bond with your skin cells, correct?
Yes. And if you're going to lay out, really kind of only shoot for like 30, 60 minutes, especially if it's your first time kind of laying out and it's been a while, because you kind of want to just ease into it. You don't want to go lay out for like 3 hours and it's been a while. It's just not ideal.
So should we talk about the different types of sunscreens?
Yeah, let's do that.
There are so many different types of sunscreens. It can get very confusing. Obviously, any sunscreen is better than no sunscreen, especially 30 and up. Like if you're really new to the game, you have no idea what we're talking about from here on out, get a sunscreen, put it on your face every single day, put it on your body if you're out in the sun, make sure it's over 30, and make sure you're reapplying every 80 minutes.
And anything kind of under like or over 60, SPF 60, really not doing you much difference than something between SPF 30 to 60, really. So
now, if you are wanting to make sure you're getting the best protection and doing the best thing for your skin and the environment, you can listen up to these next tips.
The two major different types of sunscreens, there's chemical sunscreens and then there's physical sunscreens. So we'll start with the chemical first. The active ingredients are on the back of the label that usually end in A-T-E or O-N-E. I would try to avoid oxybenzone if possible, because they have shown in several studies that It can possibly disrupt hormone function, and it is actually illegal in Europe. But it's, of course, legal in the States. So, I mean, why not?
Happens with more ingredients than you think.
Yeah. Also, retinol palmitate, that's not a sunscreen, but that's in a lot of sunscreens, can also be an endocrine disruptor, just like oxybenzone. It's a form of vitamin A, and it could possibly lead to skin tumors as well. And there's also octinoxate, and that is banned in Hawaii and Australia because it actually destroys the coral reefs. So I would prefer, if someone was, you know, looking for chemical sunscreens and they're asking what should they do, I would say definitely avoid those ingredients and get something maybe reef friendly, and that's just better overall for your health.
Obviously, that's a long list of things to be looking for, and even when you and I were looking for sunscreens for ourselves, it was hard. We had to rule a lot out all the time. So, you know, if you are getting frustrated, you can't be perfect. It's okay.
Right.
But obviously, try to do your best, and we want to save the reefs. Obviously, when you're looking at all these rules that we're discussing, or little tips, I guess I should say, you can't be perfect, and it can get a little frustrating. You know,
there's a lot of options out there.
We're trying to do our best, and whenever we were looking at sunscreens for ourselves, you know, we had to rule a lot out because of all of this. If you get frustrated, you don't have to be perfect. You can just try to remember as many of the rules as we talk about and do your best. Obviously, you don't really need to worry about the reefs as much if you're just going to be laying out by your pool.
And you live in Ohio.
Exactly. So don't get all caught up about the oxybenzone. It's hard to be perfect, but just try your best and just, you know, pick out what's best for you.
Yeah.
You know.
So these chemical sunscreens, they work by creating a chemical reaction with the UV rays from the sun. It ends up breaking these UV rays down, preventing them from causing sun damage. So there's basically a little chemical reaction that happens on your body when the sun hits you. There are studies showing that this reaction forms free radicals as a byproduct, and free radicals cause cancer, skin cancers, especially in this situation. So it's even better when your chemical sunscreen includes antioxidants, because those help destroy those free radicals.
Absolutely. Also, sensitive skin people, you may not want to use chemical SPF because it can cause some irritation because of that chemical reaction.
It's true. I don't really like to use chemical on my face because I get a little red and irritated every single time. So I use the physical sunscreens more often on my face. Getting into physical sunscreens, those include the zinc oxide and the titanium dioxide as the active minerals on the back of the label that you'll read.
These physical sunscreens actually act as a block, and they reflect UV rays right off of you. If you were to put most physical sunscreens on under a UV light, it would look like you're putting black on your face, and that's how the light is able to bounce right off of it.
Ooh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Check it out.
These some kind of sunscreens can appear a bit chalky on the skin. I like them because they're a little bit more mattifying. In newer formulations, I notice, aren't too chalky or white looking on your face. The newer ones kind of smooth and really nice. But just saying, some of these kind of have that
bad rep. A lot of them will have like a tint now to them as well, like face sunscreens especially. True. Will have a tint to them, so they're not as chalky looking.
A lot of those BB creams and whatnot, mm-hmm. they all have physical sunscreens in it because they usually mix with makeup. They're really good as like tinted sunscreens because they're thicker.
Right. Most of them feel like a nice, if like little primer before you go to the beach.
Exactly.
So almost like you're wearing makeup.
I really like it for acne prone oily skin because, like I said, it's mattifying, and it also does not make you break out physical sunscreens, whereas chemical sunscreens maybe can break you out a little bit. So
there's no harmful effects from these ingredients because they are just minerals that are found
in the earth.
So they're really the best bet. Sometimes you will see physical sunscreens with a combination of chemical sunscreens. I would say that's how most of them are marketed, just because you're getting double the protection. However, there are some pure physical sunscreens as well. So
a couple of quick little tidbits and reminders. I would remember to at least reapply your sunscreen every 2 hours. And if you're swimming, do it sooner, maybe about 80 minutes.
Yes, and you want to be making sure that you're putting on a whole shot glass of sunscreen on your body. That's the recommended requirement, is about a shot glass full for your whole body.
And they make sprays and creams and powders. It really just depends on what you're looking for. If you're going to do a spray, I would just be careful to do it in like a well-ventilated area, because if you breathe that in, it can be kind of toxic to your lungs and not that great for you to breathe in. And I would kind of be careful to make sure it's kind of rubbed in, because sometimes when you do the spray, you get patches of like not covered areas, and then you end up getting this weird speckly sunburn I've noticed on some people. So just kind of maybe try to rub it in a little after you spray it on.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, another pro of physical sunscreen is that it can help with heat deflection. So girls with melasma, prone to hyperpigmentation, even rosacea, your physical is going to be your best bet.
Yeah, like the zinc oxide and the titanium dioxide, because then it at least prevents your face from heating up too much as well.
Mm-hmm. It can rub off and sweat off a little more easy though, so you do want to make sure you're reapplying, like Rochelle said.
What's this Shiseido water technology sunscreen?
Oh, that is a new sunscreen. Actually, Sephora has a really cool little video on it where they put the sunscreen on a petal and then showed it under UV light, like a rose petal, and then added water, and it actually increased and accelerated the spread of the formula across the rose petal and had better protection from the sun.
Oh, that's interesting.
It does have some of our unfavorable ingredients in it, though.
Yeah, some of the...
So it's not completely green and all of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't win them all if you are a swimmer. Because I have a couple, you know, in Florida, especially I would see it, and also in Virginia Beach. I have people who like to swim for exercise, and their skin's not looking too hot.
I know. I get a lot of those working, you know, in the villages at one of our offices, and all of those, you know, retirees like to swim in their pools all the time. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, wear your sunscreen.
So it's really cool and new technology. I think they have it patented and everything. So check that out if you're a swimmer.
So let's talk about some of our other favorite brands. It's our favorite part after the teaching. We like to talk about the products.
Because we like to try them all.
Yes. So Color Science makes that powder. You tried that one.
Love it.
Tried that one. Yeah.
It's like I keep it in my purse at all times. It's also super great to put on as a touch-up, because I really don't like to go too many places without just a little bit of makeup on. So I have my tinted sunscreen that I put on. And then for touch-ups, I will do the powder. And it's just so easy and so quick. And it's like you're putting on makeup and you're actually protecting yourself. And it's fantastic.
Yeah, I like the Eminence. I have the Eminence one. It's only SPF 30, though. And when you do physical sunscreens, you actually want to make sure that it's SPF 45 or greater, because that doesn't block as well as chemical sunscreens at a lower SPF. So just try to be aware of that when you get a physical sunscreen. Make sure it's SPF 45 or more. But the Eminence one, I use that as a powder because I'll wear makeup all day to work and I'll have my sunscreen on in the morning. But then when I drive home, I won't have any sunscreen on, and I'll just kind of put that powder all over my face so I don't mess up my makeup. It's really nice.
Did you say that there's really no proven science greater than 50?
45.
Okay.
A 50 what? Okay. Oh, a 50. I said 60 because I see a lot of them still come in 60. So like anything above 60, you really, SPF 60, you really are just wasting your time.
Right,
energy.
Right.
You're not getting any more effect.
I'm pretty sure that the...
they usually say 50.
I'm pretty sure that the FDA is trying to ban anything above 50 anyway, just because they haven't had any proven science that anything's better than that anyway.
That's true. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've always heard 50. I only say that because I like this brand called La Roche-Posay, which is a French pharmacy brand. I think we brought it up before. It's a chemical sunscreen, but it's pretty gentle. They don't have any of the harsh ones that we talked about earlier. And it's an oil-free one, but that one's SPF 60, and I really like it. It works really well.
It's really nice. It doesn't have any of the banned ingredients that we talked about.
Yeah, it's not like oily or greasy. I really like that. Also, Babbo Naturals. I found that on Amazon in the past. They make an SPF 40, which, all right, I can get by with that. It's a physical sunscreen, and it's for the face, and I really like it. It just super mattifying, but not too drying, and it just goes on really nice.
How's the chalkiness with that one?
Not bad. It's a slightly chalky, but then once you put on your makeup, you really don't notice it.
Good.
If you were a darker skinned person, I probably wouldn't use it because it's maybe a little too thick. But someone who's like olive toned or fair, you'd be fine with it.
Supergoop and Koola have great, great, great sun products. They have
so many options.
So many options.
Products.
Sprays, mattifying sprays, powders, creams, everything that you can imagine. But you just have to be careful because they're not always reef safe. So mm-hmm. All my coast girls, you know, try careful. To stay away from those. Yeah, if you're going to the ocean or thing.
I use the Supergoop makeup setting spray when I'm like out on the weekends and whatnot, but I will tell you, it says that it's like mattifying and blah, 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 but it is not. And I have extremely oily skin and I live in Florida. So I know what oil is all about on the skin. And this literally makes my skin a freaking oil slick. So if you have oily skin and you live in Florida, I would be careful of that one. It's not mattifying at all.
The Koola has a good setting spray as well, but it's a little bit stingy and
it has alcohol in it.
Yeah, and it's only SPF 30, I believe. So
it's a chemical one. It's nice. They have lots of amazing, you know, products, obviously, but they're not all perfect. I hear Trader Joe's makes a good one. My mom was telling me about that.
Yeah, it's the stick. I saw it the other day, and it has all great ingredients, all natural, and it's like a little chapstick. And I really like that sort of application when mm-hmm. you're on the go. I just think it's the easiest where it goes on clear, and I like to use a stick like that in the morning right before I walk my dog because I'm still half asleep, and I'll just like rub it on really quickly.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. This one that I just bought, it's MD Solar Sciences, the mineral cream SPF 50. That one is freaking awesome. It's like in a little pink tube. I got it from Sephora. It's like $28-$30. It has physical sunscreens in it as well as lots of antioxidants like green tea and pomegranate, like all this great stuff. It has also a lot of silicone in it, so it goes on really smooth. It's like a silky feeling.
Sounds fantastic.
I know.
Revisions IntelliShade actually has a really great sunscreen. They have a true physical one too that only has the zinc and titanium dioxide we were talking about earlier. They have a lot of extra added ingredients for anti-aging benefits. They actually try to market it as an anti-aging moisturizer with sunscreen because it has so many other ingredients in it. One of my favorite ingredients in that one is boron nitride that actually absorbs heat for hyperpigmentation and melasma and rosacea, people like that, because heat is going to activate that all as well, not just the sun.
I like it. I like it a lot. Dr. Dennis Gross, did you try that one?
I'm dying to try it.
Yeah, that's one we both wanted to try.
It's $42 and it's not that much product, but
it's got antioxidants.
Literally only zinc, green tea, resveratrol, which is a superpower antioxidant. Just sounds amazing.
I'll get that one next. After my MD Solar Sciences run out, I'll probably get that one.
Yeah.
Then Biossance apparently makes a squalene and mineral sunscreen. That's about $39. If you like that brand a lot, it's probably a really good one. And then there's Dr. Barbara Sturm Sun Drops. Now,
it's actually a serum that you can drop into anything. Your foundation, you can just put it on by itself.
Yeah, I've heard great things about it, but honestly, it's $145, so that is a major splurge.
Yeah.
So if you want to do that, you can, but just saying.
I know a couple other things I'd rather be spending $145 on.
Yeah.
But, you know, if that's your jam, go ahead. Go for it. I mean,
she's obviously still in business, which is impressive. So
it's true.
I do want to say a couple to maybe kind of stay away from. Some questionable brands, and I hope we like don't get sued for this, but but I will say that Neutrogena, anything chemical, I know that's blasphemy to say to some people because they're like, Neutrogena, what? That's all dermatologists recommend and this, that, and the other and whatever. No, I've worked in dermatology. The ingredients in Neutrogena, it's very basic, bitch. They have oxybenzone in almost every single one of their products. Unless you're buying Neutrogena physical sunscreens, they're okay. But everything else chemical, I personally would just stay away from it if I wanted to be, you know, totally reef safe, chemical free. Copper Tone, Banana Boat, and Panama Jack are some other brands that maybe don't use the highest quality or best ingredients.
I mean, there's a reason it's $5.
Right. There's a reason it's cheaper. You kind of get what you pay for in these certain situations. So, you know, be careful if you're also trying to sunscreen up your little baby or something. Maybe don't use those certain brands for them because it can be a little toxic and we don't really know for sure. The studies are not final on that. So I would just be careful. Be aware.
Yeah, just be aware. I think that's the biggest thing. Obviously, anything's better than sun damage. So right. If that's all you have, I would still put it on. But
if that's all you can afford, do it. If that's just all that's available to you, obviously do it. But if you're someone who just wants to be a little bit more conscious, then I would just be aware.
Yeah, and I mean, I know you and me are always, you know, we're in the childbirthing ages and we're thinking right. about all those endocrine disruptors we put on our skin the past 20, 30 years. So, it's true. You know, why take the risk?
Yeah. As a female, it's like, yeah, why take the risk, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think we're going to get a little bit into just self-tanners and spray tans. Just because that's another alternative way to get a little bit of a tan or a glow, you know, for the summer. So you're not like a freaking pale ass ghost walking around in your bikini.
Because let's be honest, pasty is not always cute.
It's not. As much as I say pale is in to all my patients, we know that if someone comes back with just a little bit of tan glow, obviously they're looking good.
You know, it's nice when you're wearing white to have a little bit of base behind you so you're not all blending together.
Yeah. There's basically artificial tanners, and the chemical that is most commonly present in them is dihydroxyacetone, DHA. And so it's basically a sugar, complex sugar, that basically turns your skin darker. That's really it. It's a chemical reaction.
Yeah, chemical reaction. It actually is named the Maillard reaction. I don't know why. I'm sure it's Dr. Maillard. Who knows? Maillard,
yeah. Probably. That's what they like to do, these doctors.
They always love to do.
Name things after themselves.
But, yeah, it's a known studied reaction. It takes about 2 to 4 hours to develop.
Lasts between 3 to 7 days.
Yeah. It actually is – the chemical reaction is underneath that epidermal layer of skin, correct?
Yeah.
So that's why it can last about a week if you, you know, stay moisturized and all that and don't let your skin peel off.
Yeah, because once you start exfoliating, off, you know, off goes the tan.
Mm-hmm.
But it's resistant to sweat, water, soap, all that.
Yeah, just normal skin exfoliation is how it fades.
There's another chemical called erythrulose.
Yes.
It comes from red raspberries. And that's usually mixed with DHA because it helps prevent streaking. So that one, that takes up to 48 hours to develop. So it takes a little bit longer. But it's nice when you kind of see both of those in your self-tanner because you know, all right, you're hitting it at all ends.
As of now, there's no super significant side effects that's detrimental to our health from this chemical reaction, the Maillard reaction from DHA self-tanners. However, there is some evidence that's starting to appear that it may also cause slight DNA damage. So just stay tuned. Be aware.
Yeah. Be aware that it's possible. But, you know, what doesn't cause cancer out there at this freaking point? Everything we do is just whatever.
You really can't win. So if you really feel like you need to have a tan, I know I like to have a little bit of a color. I'm going to do it with some chemicals. Obviously, yeah. I'm not going to be going out in the sun.
Yeah, I've gotten my fair share of spray tans. I mean, they're pretty natural looking these days. Not everything is so orange, Oompa Loompa looking anymore. So yeah, if you need, I mean, I did one before my wedding. I think you did spray tan before your wedding too.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah. I did one before the keys.
Oh yeah.
So
you didn't do a self-tanner?
Oh yeah, yeah, I guess the same. That's what I was talking about.
So
yeah.
I have never done a self-tanner because I'm freaking lazy. I mean, that's really all it is. I just don't want to sit there and rub it all over my body and then wait and whatever. I'd rather just go pay $25-$30 or whatever and just have someone freaking spray me and be done with it.
I mean, obviously, that's definitely the best way to do it.
Right.
However, for the summertime, I decided I want to be tan all summer. So I've been very much getting into the self-tanner. I've tried a couple of different things, and I've been doing them every so often. I'm still not that great at it.
It's hard. An extra tip, rubbing it in a circular motion prevents streaking, apparently.
Yeah, I got the whole mitt. They're like little velvet mitts. It obviously, you know, there's no SPF in it. So you have to remember, it's not just because you have color doesn't mean you go out in the sun. Just want to put that
out there. Yeah, it doesn't mean you're protected. Actually, they've shown that when you do artificial tanners, it can actually make you more prone to sun damage, which is weird. It's the opposite of what you'd think.
It's because of that slight DNA damage to that top surface, I believe.
Makes sense.
But yeah, I've been trying to do it. You know the rules. You have to exfoliate first. Shaving. I have a little coffee scrub I'll put on before that as well. It's kind of nice though. It's kind of like been my ritual before bed, which I kind of like. You know, like you take a hot shower. My skin's all smooth afterwards. Get my little mitt. Kind of have to walk around naked for a couple minutes while it dries. And then you get into bed. You wake up a little tanner the next day. It's kind of great.
I like it. I've been meaning to try it. It's on my list of things to do. I've just been freaking lazy, really. Yeah. I'm the type of person, I'd rather just go out for half hour, 60 minutes in the sun and then be done with it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'd rather just do the sun because I'm lazy.
Yeah, as long as you're covering your face and chest, you're fine.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. I lay that part in the shade, mm-hmm. covered up with hats galore.
Yeah.
Erin and I love hats.
Ugh, it's a hat fit.
We always look like idiots out in the world with our hats, but we're like, you know what? Guess what? We don't have wrinkles.
I was walking around with a hat through the airports because I didn't want to crush it, my new hat. But
that's so funny. So some favorite or popular brands out there for artificial tanners that you can do at home. I saw recently that Isle of Paradise water at Sephora. I was taking pictures and showing you that one day. I was like, mm-hmm. what is this brand? I'd never heard of it. I almost bought it, but then the laziness kicked in. I'm like, I'm not going to freaking do this.
Yeah, I mean, you have to – every time
people like it though.
Yeah, every time you're picking up a product, you always want to be reading the labels because there's always a bunch of fillers, parabens, things like that. You just got to be careful for. Of course, self-tanner is no exception. So I've been really trying to find the healthiest versions of the self-tanner that I can find. Vita Liberata is one of the best I've seen. It has a lot of antioxidants in it to kind of counteract the little the slight
free radicals that form.
Yes, yeah. That form from the DHA reaction. It's an Irish company, I believe, and they have gotten pretty popular here within the past year. I really like it. It's a nice gradual self-tanner that I have with that, and I really notice a difference on my face when I use it. Kula is another one that has an anti-aging self-tanner, which I really like because it has a lot of great antioxidants and peptides in it as well. The best ones for the brown tan that I've found are the Loving Tan and the Saint-Tropez. No oranginess at all. Nice, deep brown tan.
Those are pretty popular ones.
Make you a little brown bear.
Yeah. There's also, bronzers out there, but those only last, a couple mm-hmm. hours. I think some of those, moisturizers and stuff.
They're body makeup, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's obviously the safest way to have a summer glow. It only lasts for 24 hours. It's washable. It doesn't absorb into your skin. Doesn't cause any DNA damage at all. So if you want to be the safest, most organic as possible, this is what you want to do. But it's a lot more work. So
yeah, they're Michelle like tinted moisturizers. I know, right? I definitely will not be going there. Sally Hansen makes the airbrush legs.
Yes, it's great. It's almost like you're wearing, it's like a painted on pantyhose. It really makes your legs look really great. So nice. If you are pale, you're in a bind, you don't have time to... for an 8 to 10 hour absorption of a tan, that's what you want to do. It's fantastic.
Just a quick bronzer.
Yeah, it's a little spray.
Vita Liberata makes one too.
Yeah, it makes this body blur, and it's almost just make. It's kind of like a primer where it just kind of makes your skin a little more cohesive and a little tan. It's really nice. I haven't bought that one, but I tried it the other day. I loved it. It's like $45 or something. So I'm just deciding if I need it or not. But
right.
You know, and then obviously the cool trendy stuff like Body Lava, Fenty's Body Lava. There's another one that I just saw like that where it's a glowy.
Like a bronzer.
Mm-hmm.
I want to point out, check the expiration dates on all your sunscreens and all this crap, because this is one of those things where it's like, I wouldn't mess around with the expiration dates because once it's expired, it may not be having the same effect on you. Other things you can get away with, like certain foods or medications, if it expired, just screw it, take it anyway, it'll be fine. But sunscreens is something I don't really mess around with, so I just want to throw that in there.
I read somewhere one time that, I don't know how true this is, probably need a fact check on this, but any liquid active ingredient product will lose 5% of its efficacy per month past the expiration date. So
interesting.
So which is quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, if you think you're putting on a 50 sunscreen when the efficacy is wearing down, it might only be like a 15 or less than that. And it's just not safe.
I agree. So that kind of concludes our topic on sun and sunscreen and tanning. We really will go into more things later when we talk about like our melasma and hyperpigmentation. I know we touched on it a little bit in this episode, but I think those subjects kind of deserve their own special episode.
Absolutely. What to do, how to avoid it, how to help it.
Can we like start adding onto the end of things like something we like discovered or that we like that has nothing to do with anything?
Yeah. I was going to say, what was your favorite product you asked?
Oh, okay.
So to conclude the sun episode, after our vacation to Key West, what was your favorite part, Rochelle?
So I kind of just want to go into like a random find. So when we went shopping one day, I found this little shop that sold all these like natural organic little sponges and like a bunch of other crap. But I love this little sponge that I bought. It's like a little silk sponge is what they call it. I think it's like Atlantic silk sponge. And I was reading all about them and they're like all natural. And I read that you can even use sponges as natural tampons. Okay.
Oh God.
Yeah. Get that.
Have you tried it yet?
No, but you know, I probably will.
I know. I really don't doubt that. Oh my God. Have you told your husband that yet?
I don't think so. I haven't told him yet, but I can't wait to. He's going to love it. But they're biodegradable and everything. But I use the one sponge that I got. It's a little face scrubbing sponge, but it's really nice for exfoliating. So say you wanted to exfoliate your legs or something before you put on a self tanner or, you know, cleanse off your makeup. It's just really soft and gentle. So I'm glad I just discovered sponges. I might be a little late in the game, but it was really exciting for me.
That's such a great share. I want a self sponge now. Have you used it yet?
I have a couple times. Yeah.
Do you like,
I really
like it?
I do. It's really nice and soft. You'll like it. Ugh, you'll like it.
I'm going to have to order one now.
Yeah, you should. What was your favorite part? What'd you find? Anything good?
The lobster at Blue Heaven.
Yes. If anyone's ever going to Key West, go to Blue Heaven and eat anything lobster there. It's so good.
So good. They give you so much and it's delicious.
I got their lobster grilled cheese and I'm still thinking about it to this day.
Love it. Well, stay safe out there, kids. Wear your sunglasses so you don't get crow's feet. Wear your hat so you don't get other wrinkles.
Nobody wants that. Tan responsibly, everyone.
See you next time.
Thanks for listening, everyone. And if you just love our podcast, please rate us on iTunes. We appreciate all the stars you have to give.
Also, stop by our website, locamedpros.com, for more information about today's topics and products we mentioned. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at LocaMedPros, where you can even see pictures of our real patients.
If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, email or DM us, and we can address those topics on future episodes. Also, thanks again.
Catch you next time.
Bye.